And now, this I Believe. Here is Edward Armero.
This I Believe. More than 200 schools have been studying This I Believe over a period of weeks, and then having students write their own creeds. The kind of result this study can produce is exemplified in the statement of Miss Elizabeth Deutsch. This received the first prize in the student division of a contest held by the Cleveland Press. She is 16 years old, was born in Vienna, Austria, emigrated to the United States at the age of 2, and lives in Shaker Heights, Ohio. Here is Elizabeth Deutsch.
At the age of 16, many of my friends have already chosen a religion to follow, usually that of their parents, and are bound to it by many ties. I am still freelancing in religion, searching for beliefs to guide me when I am an adult. I fear I shall always be searching, never attaining ultimate satisfaction, for I possess that blessing and curse, a doubting, questioning mind. At present, my doubting spirit has found comfort in certain ideas, gleaned from books and experience to form a personal philosophy. I find that this philosophy, a code consisting of a few phrases, supplements, but does not replace religion. The one rule that could serve anyone in almost any situation is, to see what must be done and not to do it is a crime. Urged on by this, I volunteer for distasteful tasks or pick up scrap paper from the floor. I am no longer able to ignore duty without feeling guilty. This is a still small voice, to be sure, but sharpened by my own discernment of duty. The difficult we do at once. The impossible takes a little longer. This is the motto of a potential scientist already struggling to unravel the mysteries of life. It rings with the optimism youth needs in order to stand up against trouble or failure. Jonathan Edwards, a Puritan minister, resolved never to do anything out of revenge. I am a modern, a member of a church far removed from Puritanism, yet I have accepted this resolution. Since revenge and retaliation seem to have been accepted by nations today, I sometimes have difficulty reconciling my moral convictions with the tangled world being handed down to us by the adults. Apparently, what I must do to make life more endurable is to follow my principles with the hope that enough of this feeling will rub off on my associates to begin a chain reaction. To a thinking person, such resolutions are very valuable. Nevertheless, they often leave a vacuum in the soul. Churches are trying to fill this vacuum, each by its own method. During this year, I have visited churches ranging from orthodoxy to extreme liberalism. In my search for a personal faith, I consider it my duty to expose myself to all forms of religion. Each church has left something within me, either a new concept of God and man, or an understanding and respect for those of other beliefs. I have found such experiences with other religions the best means for freeing myself from prejudices. Through my visits, the reasoning of fundamentalists has become clearer to me, but I am still unable to accept it. I have a simple faith in the deity, and a hope that my attempts to live a decent life are pleasing to him. If I were to discover that there is no afterlife, my motive for moral living would not be destroyed. I have enough of the philosopher in me to love righteousness for its own sake. This is my youthful philosophy, a simple, liberal, and optimistic feeling, though I fear I may lose some of it as I become more adult. Already, the thought that the traditional thinkers might be right after all, and I wrong, has made me waver. Still, these are my beliefs at 16. If I am mistaken, I am too young to realize my error. Sometimes, in a moment of mental despair, I think of the words, God loves an honest doubter, and am comforted.
That was Elizabeth Deutsch of Shaker Heights, Ohio.